music lovers, I've got an app for you. Standing next to me is the team that created Clashers, and I'm going to let them explain to you what Clashers is.
Okay, hello. So Clashers basically is an application to allows us to discover music through people. Let's say Noi here is walking down the street wearing headphones, and I'm interested to know what Noi is listening to. So what basically the application allows me to do is get inside the application and see people around me that are listening to songs. And what I can do, I can just press on Noi, and I can get inside what she's listening to. I can see, listen to the song she's listening to combined with a music video from YouTube.
So what if she's listening to a song that you don't have on your phone? It doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. She can use any kind of player she wants. All it matters is that she download the application, I download it,
right,
and we're in close proximity, and I can just tap inside and listen to what she listens to.
It is working from YouTube. So the if you don't have the song on your device, it doesn't matter because it is taken from YouTube in streaming.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So what if I've got a song on my device and I'm listening to it with headphones that it isn't on YouTube? Does that present a problem?
Sorry?
Yes, it is, of course. But most of the popular songs are on YouTube, so it won't be a real problem. We don't see it as a problem.
Great. So then you're walking along, you decide that you really want to hear what she's listening to, and you just you hit her. Does an icon come up because she's in a proximity? What's that proximity?
What the application does is that it shows us people around us, okay? It shows us who's nearby.
Okay.
And up to 30 feet,
okay,
that shows the people in our proximity. And the reason it does is that in 30 feet, that's around the kind of close distance that
sure
we see people.
Yeah.
Okay, so when Noi comes down and I see her,
yes,
all I need to do is just press on her or see other people that are nearby me.
In that exact moment, I get a notification,
right,
that he just clashed me. And the notification is silent because, you know, if I'm listening to music, I don't want other people to bother me. Maybe I want to share my music, but I don't want them to disturb me.
So you get a little notification that says, hey, this guy wants to know what you're listening to.
He just clashed me. Exactly.
Can you reject his clash?
Can I what?
Can you reject his clash?
No, I can. But if he walks up to me, I can reject him and just go the other way.
Yeah. Aw, I'm sure it doesn't happen. So then what happens? Then automatically whatever music she's listening to is streamed to you?
Yes, I can listen to the music she's listening to. We have an history screen, which in that screen I can see all the people I clashed in the past, right here.
Uh-huh.
And I can press on the icon here to see the map, which is the place I clashed into those people. All right? Bao here is one of the engineers, and he can talk to you about the tech.
Okay.
Details about the application, how it exactly works.
And then what about when she's no longer within 30 feet? Do you no longer get to listen? You don't see her anymore. So you can only listen to the music that she's listening to when she's in your 30 feet.
Around. That's the whole idea of the application, discovering music through people around us. That's a whole new urban experience we're looking for.
Very cool. Go ahead.
We believe that when people are in the same area, they feel the same and share some common properties of the atmosphere around them. So if someone is listening to music, most probably that I would like it too. So that's the unique of Clashers. That's what I think.
Well, now you built this?
Yeah, I'm one of the developers. Ido and I were developing it. I'm a computer scientist. And what we thought about, there is a big issue with GPS nowadays, and it consumes a lot of battery life, and we decided to invent and develop a well-working algorithm that will reduce the battery consumption. What we do is that the GPS is sampled only when there are people around you, and it increases when there are more people around you. And the GPS also is only open when you are listening to music or when the application is opened. So totally, it doesn't consume much battery life. That's what we make.
You guys should come up with like a rating system where it says like, you know, Noi's been crashed 50 times and everyone loves her.
Exactly what we
thought about, in the beginning, we thought about doing it more social.
Yeah.
But The thing is,
we can actually recognize trendsetters.
Okay.
So we thought about maybe making an additional product because we have a lot of unique data that we can achieve from the app.
Yeah.
So you can see the trendsetters and where are the most people listening to music at and where are the like hotspots and whatnot. And you can also venture it into really good ideas for people who want to take out their music to the market and don't have to go through all the DJs and music producers. Yes, we have a lot of ideas, but that's the basic core of the idea. Yes.
We can identify opinion leaders among the community of the users and to know which users should be more involved in respect to the distributors of the music. Like if you're going to a concert maybe and you should broadcast your music over there, that might be related to this concert and many people would like it.
Absolutely. Now you guys all passionate music lovers.
Obviously, of course. That's where the music comes from.
I love it. Now what school did you guys come from?
We come from the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya, IDC. Yes. That's the short name. That's in Israel.
And when is the app going to be available? For what platform?
It's already available. It's on Google Play. If you want to download it, do it now. Really. We just released a new version. It's incredible. Obviously, we need a lot of people to have it in order for it to work properly and be like...
You better get that on the Windows phone.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
The next step.
That's the next step.
Next.
All right. Thanks. Great job, guys. Really
Thank
good job.
Thank you very much.